and was lost in the silver skies of the morning. Ted worked doubly hard all that forenoon, since there was a double share of work to do if, as Mrs. Jackson said, he was to be gadding to picnics in the afternoon. But he did it all cheerily and whistled for joy as he worked. After dinner, Mrs. Ross came in. Mrs. Ross lived down on the shore road and made a living for herself and her two children by washing and doing day's work out. She was not a very cheerful person and generally spoke as if on the point of bursting into tears. She looked more doleful than ever today and lost no time in explaining why. "I've just got word that my sister over at White Sands is sick with appendicitis." This was the nearest Mrs. Ross could get to appendicitis, and has to go to hospital. "I've got to go right over and see her, Mrs. Jackson, and I've run in to ask if Ted can go and stay with Jimmy till I get back. There's no one else I can get, and Amelia is away. I'll be back this evening. I don't like leaving Jimmy alone."
"Ted's been promised that he could go to the picnic this afternoon," said Mrs. Jackson shortly.